Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on July 16th, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we are definitely looking for a repeat. We're going to get those results any day now. We're excited. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages.com. That's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
I'm fabulous. It's been a great run so far. Can't wait to see what's going to happen this weekend.
Well, I'm excited about this show. We're both very excited about what we're going to be talking about on the show today.
Yeah, this is a special one because it really brings a new experience to the South Bay, and we're all about new experiences and new exciting kinds of things going on. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Mario Del Perro, co-founder of Mendocino Farms, Colette Navarrete of Federal Realty, and Zoe Kosiski from SoulCycle. Now, Zoe was born and raised in Venice, California. She attended the University of Wisconsin, where she received a Bachelor of Arts in Communications and a second bachelor's degree in biology. She is the Communication Relations Manager at SoulCycle and has successfully opened and built communities in 5 studios and is working on a 6th. Zoe currently resides in Mar Vista with her boyfriend and 2 dogs. Mario Del Perro created Mendocino Farms with his partner and wife, Ellen Chen, in 2003, opening their first unit in downtown Los Angeles in 2005. Having grown to 10 locations so far, Mendocino Farms restaurants are some of the highest grossing sales per foot restaurants in the city, while also being some of the most loved. After receiving an investment from private equity firm Catterton Partners, Mendocino Farms is now preparing to grow to 25 units in the Southern California market by 2018. Mario continues to be the harbinger of the Mendocino Farms lifestyle. Now, Colette Navarrete lives in San Jose, California with her husband and 2 children. She graduated from San Jose University with a communications major and a business marketing minor. Colette is currently the West Coast Marketing Director for Federal Realty Investment Trust, whose new South Bay project, The Point, is set to open the end of this month. She began at Federal Realty in 2002 with a 13-plus years of experience in retail and residential marketing. Colette is ICSC Market Certified and received a Maxi Gold from ICSC in 2010 for new media marketing excellence. Now, Joe, this morning we're going to be talking about the grand opening of The Point, which will take place over several days beginning Thursday, July 30th. That's next week. Is it next week? Anyway, there are all sorts of special events planned during which the community will get an idea of what to expect from this much-anticipated lifestyle center. Colette, Mario, Zoe, welcome to the program. We are so thrilled you could join us this morning.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you very much, all of you. It's really a special place, and that's part of it. That's where we want to start with, is the place. We're talking about the opening. It's going to be exciting. I think it's a week and a half, right?
A week from today.
No.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Two weeks
from today.
Sorry.
Colette, let's talk about the space. We haven't quite talked about who had the first idea for this kind of a mall space at this location.
Well, you know, really, Federal Realty Investment Trust, we are the developers of The Point, and the idea came from our team and our development team in creating a place, creating a sense of place, and creating a destination that the community wants to continue to visit. And so that is really the mastermind behind The Point and this new exciting destination for the South Bay.
It's a property that's been sitting there for quite a while. There's been a lot of speculation through the years about what might go there. Then this kind of a mall, which is different than every other major retail shopping experience that we have in the South Bay, or perhaps in most places, except for back east. Back east, there are indoor shopping experiences of various kinds, because in the winter, it's got to be indoors or nothing. But out here,
right,
that's not typical.
Yes, and that's, you know, one of the things we really feel like this project is so unique for its area, and that's why we think it's going to be such an addition,
right,
for the community to enjoy.
Right.
Yeah, I actually, we were the first, this is Mario with Mendocino Farms, we were one of the first companies to sign on and believe in the project years ago. It's funny, it's pretty exciting now to finally, 2 years later, getting to finally open and see it brought to life. But I actually think the center is one of the most unique, and actually is potentially going to be a really something that people are going to study because of its scale. It's interesting, Rick Caruso created the Grove, that now sits as kind of a testament to what a lifestyle center, can look like. Yet its size is, it's so big that you are committing to go to the Grove for hours and hours, right? And then on the flip side, you have transactional centers where people like live their daily lives and quickly go in and, get a cup of coffee, in an anchored shopping center that usually has like a major grocery store and all these other different shops. I've very rarely, if ever, have seen this balance, and I really feel The Point is tethered both sides of both being both lifestyle center and transactional center where people can live their lives because of the unique scale. It's kind of this in-between. It's not so big that you're like fully committing your family for the whole day. And it's not so small that you don't feel like you couldn't hang out for hours if you wanted to. It's really special in the way they designed, and even the parking, side of it too. So I don't know if that's come up
exactly
in the federal talks, but you guys deserve huge kudos for that.
Thank you. Is this Zoe?
This is Zoe. I think that's a huge part of it. You mentioned parking, and that I think it makes it super accessible for everyone to be able to come, and it's one-stop shop. It's boutique lifestyle shops and fitness experience, and I really think it's going to just cultivate this community that people are able to come to on a daily basis and feel like it's an easy place to go, and that's huge.
Now, Zoe, SoulCycle is really sort of happening all over the country, and of course, I imagine all of them are indoors, and they're probably many of them are near malls, but some of them probably are on their own as separate retail spaces. How unique is this for SoulCycle?
Absolutely. This will be our ninth location in Southern California and our 46th studio in the nation. And everyone it's unique. It's in this unique space. For the Los Angeles area and Southern California overall, we only have one other location that's in a large shopping center. That's our Newport Beach studio, which is in Fashion Island. But I think this really brings a different element, a place where people are able to easily park and go in there, and they can come early and hang out in the courtyard area and stop and get a coffee if they'd like to. And if, you know, they need a shop or meet people for lunch after, this can all happen in one space. And with the traffic and the high pace of Los Angeles, I think it just makes it a desired destination.
Right.
Well,
right.
Joe, the word that comes to mind is intimate. You know, it's an intimate space with options. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's intimate, but it's not too small. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, really, for our consumer, they really want an experience and they want a place. And so the idea is to make it a very social, casual, and to fit into the beach lifestyle that is really there.
Right. So Mario, how many people do you expect to accommodate? How many seats do you expect to have?
It's funny because I was just walking the site yesterday, and I just wish it was so much bigger because, you know, you always just want it bigger. But, you know, I think Mendocino Farms is a unique concept. And if you're not familiar, you know, we're that neighborhood sandwich shop for kind of that upscale neighborhood, and great sandwiches, great salads, great soups is really kind of our you know, what we focus on, besides obviously the hospitality. The space, I think, is going to be used for so many different reasons, similar to that the point's going to be used for different reasons. I think because of all the great, huge, common area and all these different kind of park-like settings in the middle of the center, I think, you know, the mom that, you know, does, you know, kind of the stroller event is going to stop by and grab like a picnic lunch and take it out onto there, versus, you know, the office workers in the local area coming for, you know, the lunch are going to, you know, probably stay within the restaurant. And then on the weekends, we think, you know, dad or mom's going to get sent, you know, for sandwiches for the whole family to take down to the beach to go. And because of the way the point's designed, you know, you can literally pull into just off of Sepulveda and literally pull in and come through the back door and take it to go, or enter through the plaza, you know, and literally have a full day there.
Right.
So we think that, honestly, it could be one of our busiest stores, you know, in the company, just because we think we fit really the lifestyle of the area. We really believe in the neighborhood. It's funny, you know, there's been a running joke because, and I can say this because I truly believe I'm a South Bay person, is that it's this kind of bubble, you know, it's this tight community. The point really is now becoming, you know, this it's exciting opportunity that they're opening the town square. You know, this community's never really had this great gathering place, and I think that's the exciting
right. That's
point.
That's exactly what we want.
We're
excited, and so if we come through the back door of Mendocino Farms, will we go through the kitchen?
if you make a wrong turn to the right, you'll absolutely be washing dishes.
Coming in the back door, maybe sitting in the kitchen.
Joe, this isn't good, fellas.
A little olive bread. I just, you know. Exactly.
Hey, we welcome anyone in any of our kitchens. We're very proud of how clean they are. But if you do go back there, we will put you to work.
Okay. All right. Oh, no, I'm not washing dishes. Colette, this is the idea that it is a unique space, and I gotta think, you know, sitting in those first meetings, thinking, okay, we have this property. We're Federal Realty Investment Trust. We're going to do something special, but should we do something safe or should we do something crazy?
You know, it's really, we found that there is such an opportunity with this project. Its location and the area, we thought, okay, for the South Bay, they need another, you know, the community needs another place to hang out. And just as Mario was saying, a community gathering spot. I mean, we have the beach, but this is another easy access location. And it's casual and intimate, as Jackie was saying. But really, it's something for everybody at the point. We have a children's play area. We have abundant amount of seating and fire pits. We've got this large grass area. in the middle, and it lends itself to, you know, people that are, you know, going for a quick lunch from business, moms, stroller moms, taking their kids out for, you know, an afternoon, and happy hour. I mean, really, there's something for everybody at the point, and so I think it's going to be a fantastic addition.
You know, space creates experience, and architects talk about this all the time, that, you know, it can have a profound effect on shopping behavior, on satisfaction of various kinds, just the space that you're in, separate from the product or the service that you're purchasing. When you think about the space, Zoe, is it a significant difference from what other soul cycles are like or about, that you expect different types of uses and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our classes are, they're 45 minutes, and they're 45 minutes for a reason. They're 45 minutes because our riders want something easy, fast, accessible, something that they can go in and out of. You know, people have their lives and their days, and I think if they can integrate SoulCycle into the rest of their day, and you know, by that I mean going to, you know, going to the point and being able to take care of their entire day there, but being able to slip in a 45-minute class that's you know, right in front of them, as opposed to having to drive to another destination, I think that's going to make a huge difference. And in addition to that, you know, SoulCycle is really built on community. And so to be, not only is it this high intense cardio workout, but it also is a place where people come and they come together and they meet people at the studio and they build relationships, and our staff have relationships with our riders, and our riders have relationships with each other, and our instructors have relationships with our riders. And that's what the foundation of SoulCycle, of what SoulCycle is.
Now,
I would really, really say it plays a huge part in it.
Almost everyone knows what SoulCycle is, but for those people that don't know, just give us the what is SoulCycle?
So SoulCycle is it is a fitness experience. It's 45 minutes. It is, you're riding in a dark room. It is a cycling class, but it goes beyond that. It's not only the physical aspect of it, but I think it's more than that. It's a mental component. You know, you're in a dark room. There's candles lit. You're dancing on a bike. It's a complete full-body workout. You're feeding off the energy of the people around you, and being motivated by the instructor. It's what I would say is an active meditation. It's, you know, it's definitely different from other workouts that you may have taken. You really do feel like you're part of something bigger. You're part of a community. And it's a safe place to go. It's 45 minutes where you can get your own zone. But it's also, it's enjoyable. It's not like, ugh, I have to go work out. It's something that people look forward to, and to be able to wake up and look forward to working out. That's what Julie and Elizabeth, who are our founders, that's what they wanted when they started SoulCycle.
It's critical today in our society that people work out and eat better and avoid too many carbs and so many things that people should do, but they don't do. And you're providing an experience to draw them in. This is exciting.
Absolutely. It's I think it's something that people, you know, we have riders that ride in LA with us that come from the South Bay, and we're really a customer service based business, and what our riders want, our riders get, and we always find a solution for them. And I think, you know, after hearing request after request to come to the South Bay, it was definitely time. So we're really excited.
Awesome.
And Joe,
yeah.
I mean, before you go into your class, right? You can stop, you can get a coffee or juice or something, go into your class, after class, meet your friends, go outside, go to one of the restaurants, have a nice healthy lunch.
Absolutely.
So I'm starting to take offense that we're going to start bashing into carbs here. So
oh.
I just want to be very careful, Joe.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get off the phone.
All right.
I love my carbs.
I love carbs, yeah. Too.
Okay, all right. As long as we're not going to continue down this path.
You burn enough calories at SoulCycle where you deserve a sandwich after.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think very rarely, though, you can find a center. And again, I think that Federal deserves a lot of credit. You know, one of the key people, Jeff Krishak, who actually, you know, was part of really curating this list of restaurants. But this is not, very rarely this collection of restaurants has kind of been in one place this accessible. When you start thinking of, you know, Paul Hibbler is doing his second Superba food and bread, When you start seeing, Sam Fox is actually doing one of his first North Italian concepts to actually leave the Arizona, Phoenix area, to come there. Another True Food Kitchen, while there's a few of those, they're still few and far between. Shop House, Chipotle is, kind of unique, multi-Asian, brand. And then Mendocino Farms that, we really believe that we're very anti-chain. So I think you have a lot of options after you get done shopping or after you get done with a workout, that while I think a lot of these concepts, have very indulgent food, you have unbelievably, thoughtful restaurant people, to be able to get something healthy and quick or long and more upscale. So you have a lot of different price points and times of the day to be able to access all these different types of food. It's pretty cool.
This, not only, you're so right, Mario, that the choice of combination of types of foods and destinations, this is really what's exciting about this. How did this happen, Colette, that you got all of these wonderful organizations to agree El Segundo's the place?
Well, that was obviously, like Mario mentioned, Jeff Kreshek, our director of leasing. It's the vision. I mean, we really wanted to bring unique restaurant concepts into this area, and all the restaurants have outdoor patios that overlook the Point Plaza, which is the large grass area and the large fountain. It's really, the restaurants are our anchors here, and whether you're looking for, a fast casual, dining experience, or you're looking for more an intimate, higher end dinner, I mean, you can get something, whatever your taste buds are. And so we really wanted to make the dining experience very unique to the area, and that was a big, important element to creating the Point.
Wow. And I know that, Colette, there are going to be multiple events leading up to the opening on Thursday, July 30th. We want to talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about The Point. The grand opening is coming Thursday, July 30th, very, very shortly. If you're excited about it, I know we are. It's going to be a great event for the South Bay, and I think we should all turn out and support The Point. If you'd like to ask a question or you have a comment, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We only have a few more minutes with Mario. He's going to be leaving in a moment. And Jackie, we'd like to thank a sponsor, don't we?
Yes, of course. It's never too early to begin your planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
All right. So, Colette, one thing I think we need is a hotel.
There's plenty within the area.
There are. The corridor there. I was just thinking of the corridor there on Rosecrans has a number of places for people to stay, and of course there's the Marriott that's right there, and it really is special. You're really creating a destination, but really it's only really literally 2-3 blocks away from the Marriott. So I think it's going to be a destination for all of the people that stay there. This is great. I love this concept.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're hoping that it's, you know, a destination that, you know, people traveling into the area are going to want to come. You know, I think the open space creates an area for people to spend time, whether they're having lunch or a cup of coffee. You know, it's really designed to be social and a really a place that really feels good to hang out at. So I definitely think we'll be attracting those that live near and far.
Right. Mario, tell us a little bit about the organization, Mendocino Farms. How many locations are there?
So we have 10, which is, you know, when you start thinking about it, because we're really a husband and wife team, it's not a chain. It's like 10 kids. So that seems like a lot, but you can name every one of them, and every one of them has their own personality. And
right.
So we have 10 stores. We've been around though for just over 10 years, so it's not as if we're, you know, this huge growing thing. You know, when we can find the right location with the right landlord in the right neighborhood, then we want to do it. For us, it's not. It's never been about, let's really try to, you know, make more money. Mendocino Farms was founded on 3 principles, and we still actually live deeply. There are filters. Those 3, you know, principles are, we saw this real movement about 12 years ago that people started caring where their food came from. And at that time, Whole Foods was tiny. Now they really have kind of set a standard for cleaner food. So Mendocino Farms in its name is actually is basically representing the ethos of Mendocino County, which is actually the highest, you know, density of sustainable farms in the country. So we really are based on supporting local farming, local artisans that deserve it. So we're one of the few restaurants. I know this, you know, farm to table now is a very cliche thing to say. And it's like, of course, everyone's food comes eventually, you know, or down the road, everyone's food comes from a farm. Get it. We're one of the few places besides Tender Greens in the LA market that actually over 50% of our produce comes directly from a farmer out of his truck each day, each morning to each one of our stores. Doesn't even go to a produce a supplier and sit in refrigeration. It's literally picked, you know, a day before. So truly, you know, kind of farm to table in that sense. We're one of the other, you know, few places, you know, actually in the entire state that, you know, buy exclusively free range, you know, chicken. So, I mean, we're very, very, you know, based on our sourcing. Second thing though, that we're very proud of, and I think that hopefully we're adding synergistically to the point, is that we want to be a gathering place. We want to be a neighborhood gathering place. I think most restaurants talk about table turns. We don't use words like that. Mm-hmm. We want people to come and, grab a sandwich or grab a salad and hang out. We're one of the first restaurant groups, and it's probably because we're a husband and wife team, that built kids' corners. So moms can actually show up. We have actual areas that you can park your strollers in our restaurant. And we do these fun kids areas where the kids can actually draw on the walls. Or, we've done an innovative one at the Point store where we actually have all this different art that you can do using magnetics, and actually the drawing area, you can learn about farming. So we have a really cool curated kids areas, right? And then the last part is innovative food. You know, even though we're a small restaurant company, we actually have a pretty cool fine dining culinary team. So we're always constantly doing innovative things. We have a microbiotic chef, we have a vegan chef, and then we have a fine dining chef. So no corporate people, you know, here. We actually have a really innovative crew of chefs that are constantly creating, you know, pretty cutting edge, you know, food for sandwiches and salads. So, you know, those are the three things that we really, you know, are excited to kind of share with the Point. And for me, I actually started in the restaurant business in the South Bay well over 20 years ago when I graduated from USC and lived through my whole 20s in the restaurant bar business, in which is very easy to do in Hermosa and Manhattan Beach. So it's pretty exciting for me to actually go back and finally be selling sandwiches and salads to people that I used to sell shark attack buckets to. So that's going to be a full circle for me. So it's pretty great to be able to see that. So
it's one of the things that I talk to my son and his friends about, is how exciting business can be and how necessary it is for innovation today. Food to table or farm to table is the hot thing right now. You know, I'm talking to Colette about starting a farm, and it's urban farming is the future, and you know, so many exciting things that kids can do in business today, including starting their own restaurant.
Yeah,
Mario Delpero, thank you so much for joining us today. It's obviously going to be an exciting place to go and an exciting place to eat. We can't wait.
Mario, well, we can't wait.
Appreciate you guys. This is a really cool show, and it's an unbelievable center, and we couldn't be more grateful to be part of it.
Yeah.
And I'm so honored, the collection of restaurants and the way that they've curated, you know, all the retail and health and wellness. This is going to be a really special place. So for us to be part of it, we're honored, and thank you for having me on the show.
Mario, real quick, when does Mendocino Farms open at the Point?
So, even though we were the first to sign on, I feel like we're the last to open, and that's, you know, a whole other issue of my stress. But we actually are going to open at the end of August, for sure.
Okay.
So while it will open at the end of July, we'll open at the end of August. But we're going to be around on a lot of weekends, passing out samples of the food, and getting people signed up for, you know, some of our VIP kind of hard hat pre-opening parties. And we really want to be kind of active, you know, as the center opens, even though we won't be open, because we just know people are really going to be introduced to the space and want to make sure that they know all the different options. So we'll be around, but we will be opening at the end of August.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mario.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Take care.
Yeah, it's tremendously exciting and creative to be in business today, and that's really, Zoe, what I love about these shows, because I love talking to entrepreneurs. What are some of your hopes for this center here in the South Bay? I know you say you have a lot of South Bay residents who've been asking you to come down. Do you think that's really going to be a big deal for them?
Absolutely. I think it's going to, you know, hopefully be a positive change in their day, being able to bring soul to them.
Right.
Since that really, you know, that it really is our goal, is bringing soul to the people and as many people as possible. So to be able to be in a place that is so family oriented, that really is an experience in and of itself, to go to the Point and to be next to the restaurants and the other retailers, and for people, you know, Mario mentioned kids and that they have an entire place for kids. And I think that the Point is a place where people can bring their families, and that the kids do have an activity, you know, whether it's while parents are getting coffee, parents are working out, whatever it is. And so, you know, my hope is that the riders that we have existing in the South Bay are, you know, excited, and that they are bringing their friends and their family, because, again, we are built on community, and it's very grassroots marketing. We really try and invite the riders that are so passionate about SoulCycle, their friends, their family, to come ride with us, and so we can share that experience.
So, Zoe, where are your other local locations? Like, what's the closest ones to the South Bay?
So south, we have south of Manhattan Beach, we have the Newport Beach Studio, and then we actually go Malibu, Santa Monica, Brentwood, Beverly Hills, West Hollywood, Hollywood, and Pasadena.
Oh boy, I can tell you the South Bay writers are going to be thrilled not to have to commute anymore.
So really, the closest studio that I'll say the South Bay community has been riding at is Santa Monica.
Yeah,
and I can tell you that's
an hour commute. That's an hour commute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And after talking to so many of them over the past few months, I'm so excited to hear how excited they are. And, you know, just the people I've been spending a lot of time in the South Bay area and talking to people who have, you know, are like, I've been waiting for SoulCycle to come here, and I haven't been able to, you know, I haven't had a chance to head down to L.A. to ride. And so for us to be coming to them and to really come in with a bang, opening with the point, and so many exciting festivities happening, I think it really is going to bring an awesome community to SoulCycle.
I got to tell you something funny. I know I mentioned this to you, Zoe, but Joe, one of my cousins that lives in New York City, she spends her summers out in Montauk, and she was out here recently visiting, and she was telling me they just brought a SoulCycle to Montauk, so she's very excited about that. She doesn't have to commute into the city to get a ride in.
It really becomes a part of people's day. I mean, people have their routines. I you know, we have riders that ride 5 times a week. We have riders that ride every day. We have riders that ride, you know, once a week, the same time every week. And so, you know, I think although SoulCycle is a community of itself, I think every class also has its own community, and our instructors have riders that follow them around. And our instructors are a huge part of it. They curate their own playlist. They have each their own personality. We really allow them to create the feeling in their class. And so, you know, that's a huge part of it as well.
Wow, I love this. I love this. Colette, you have such a great collection of members that are joining the center. You must be, in terms of marketing, you must be in heaven, because, boy, do you have a great story to tell.
I would say we are lucky. I mean, you know, with leasing, as much effort was put into tenants that would offer experiences, you know, and that's exactly what SoulCycle Zoe is talking about, and what Mario from Medicina Farms mentioned. You know, most of our retailers, they really, and restaurants, they offer an experience that you can't get anywhere else. And that is going to be such a huge draw and addition for the point being a retail and shopping destination.
Right. Now,
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Before we get into, why don't we do this? Why don't we do a station break and the weekend guide, and then we can hear about the opening weekend events.
Absolutely. And now, the weekend guide.
You don't want to do a station break first? You don't want to tell anything?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We are talking about a very, very special place here in the South Bay. If you live in the South Bay and you're keeping your eyes open, you know about this place at the corner of Rosecrans and Sepulveda. It's been talked about for years. What's going to go in there? Well, the point is there, and Jackie and I went to a pre-opening kind of event for White Light, White Nights there, and it was very exciting to see the space. It's a beautiful space. It's very intimate, as Jackie has said. You have to try it. Come on down. Jackie, going on around town.
Okay, well, this is what's happening this weekend, okay? Restaurant Week is back. It's time to Dine LA. Dine LA Restaurant Week is a biannual dining event established to introduce diners to the extensive assortment of restaurants and neighborhoods throughout Los Angeles. Local foodies and visitors to the area will have the opportunity to enjoy a selection of specially priced prefix menus from some of LA's best restaurants during this two-week period. And it should come as no surprise that a variety of restaurants throughout the South Bay will be participating in this culinary event. Some are going to feature lunch, some will offer dinner, and some will present both, so be sure to check the website. It takes place over 12 consecutive days, runs from July 13th to July 26th. You can make reservations online, or you can contact the restaurant directly. Now, due to the popularity of this event, advance reservations are strongly recommended. Walk-ins are welcome, but there is no guarantee they can be accommodated. That website is discoverlosangeles.com, so that's Dine LA Restaurant Week. The Palos Verdes Chamber of Commerce is hosting a laid-back summer evening mixer tonight, July 16th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Attendees are encouraged to leave the business attire at home and dress in comfy backyard barbecue clothes. And the bar is going to feature margaritas and Mai Tais, in addition to beer, wine, and soft drinks. The event is free for chamber members and $25 for everybody else, and it comes with a complimentary drink ticket. To RSVP, visit the website at palosverdeschamber.com. The community is invited to celebrate art in El Segundo on the third Thursday evenings of the summer months. Located in the downtown and Smoky Hollow districts, the El Segundo Art Walk includes over 20 local businesses displaying the works of dozens of local artists. The evening features fine art, live music, great food, and studio tours. It's fun and it's free. El Segundo Art Walk is taking place tonight from 5 to 9 p.m., and I went to this event last month, and it was fantastic. I'm going again tonight. For additional information, visit the website at elsegundoartwalk.com. The Women's Council of Realtors South Bay Network presents the 5th Annual Taste of Summer tonight at the South Coast Botanic Garden. Taste of Summer is a food, wine, and craft beer festival that takes place each year in a picturesque South Bay location. This year features a vintage Aloha theme and live music by the Lucky Ones. It takes place from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. and features tasty bites from a variety of South Bay restaurants, beer, wine, live music, and a silent auction. The proceeds will benefit the nonprofit organization Be the Change. Tickets are $45 per person or $400 for a table of 10 and are available at Eventbrite. Visit the website at www.wcrsouthbay.org. Custom Design and Construction is hosting a wine tasting to raise funds for the Special Olympics World Games host town, Hermosa Beach, tonight at 6 p.m. Now, this summer, Hermosa Beach will be hosting athletes and coaches from Belize and Belgium before the launch of the Special Olympics later this month. They're going to do this wine tasting featuring quintessential wines. A suggested donation of $20 per person or $30 per couple may be paid via cash or check at the event, and all the proceeds support host town, Hermosa Beach. An RSVP is required to guarantee a seat, so call 310-815-4815. The Manhattan Beach Open Tennis Tournament is happening July 16th through July 19th, and it takes place at Live Oak Park Tennis Facility and MiraCosta High School. For more information on that, visit the City Manhattan Beach website at citymb.info. The Palos Verdes Chamber of Commerce presents Dine Around the Peninsula beginning tomorrow, July 17th, and it's going to run through July 28th at select area restaurants. That's, you know, in conjunction with Dine LA. No tickets, passes, or coupons are required. You know, make a reservation. And it's a great way to try a new restaurant or enjoy an old favorite at great prices. For additional information on that and a list of participating restaurants, check the website dinepeninsula.com. The South Coast Botanic Garden is hosting the first – oh, here we go, Joe. The South Coast Botanic Garden is hosting the first sing-along movie night at the garden on Friday, July 17th in the Upper Meadow. It's going to feature a sing-along and screening of – can you guess it?
The Sound of Music.
Frozen.
gates
open at 7 p.m. and the sing-along and movie begins at 8 p.m. Attendees should bring a blanket or chairs. Food will be available for purchase. And what's special about this is that the garden usually closes at 5 p.m., so this is going to be a great opportunity to families to enjoy the garden after hours on a gorgeous summer night. Visit the website at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. The Fly Buddha and Cancer Support Community is hosting another Yoga in the Octagon on Saturday, July 18th. They take place the third Saturday of each month. It's a free class. It starts at 10 a.m. It's that little octagonal area below Kincaid's on the pier. It's going to be a lot of fun. They have a DJ and, you know, all sorts of fun stuff going on. For additional information on that, call 310-465-9154. Let's see. Oh, and the big event this weekend, White Light, White Night, is going to be held this Saturday, July 18th, on the rooftop of the plaza at Continental Park, beginning at 5 p.m., and it goes to 11 p.m. The event benefits nonprofit Walk with Sally, an organization dedicated to providing free mentoring support programs to children of parents or siblings with cancer. All right, now, Joe, we've been to it. It's a great event. And from what I understand, there are only about 50 tickets left.
Wow.
All right. So if you haven't got, you better call right now.
Right. Right.
All right. And, the Young and Brave Foundation will host Surfing for a Cure and an after party on Sunday, July 19th. It's a surfing relay event. Everybody's invited to stop by the beach and cheer the teams on. The surf relay is going to take place from 7 in the morning till 1 at Torrance Beach, followed by an after party. Ortega 120 is going to host the after party from 3 to 6 p.m. It's going to include a raffle and silent auction with some amazing prizes. There'll be plenty of food and drink specials, and all proceeds from the event will go to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles Research Facility. So, some fun stuff going on this weekend.
Right.
Now let's hear about what's happening at the point in 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right. You ready for me to dive in?
Yes,
Jackie?
We are.
Dive in.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so 2 weeks from today, so Thursday, July 30th, is the official grand opening for The Point. And we're going to kick everything off with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 9:30 a.m. at the project. So it's going to be very excited. We have waited a long time to get here, about, you know, a few years, and we can't be more excited to present such an awesome place to the community in 2 weeks.
It's amazing. It's really... it seems like it's been a very short time. Of course, people like
that's good.
Jackie and I have been watching it for a decade or more, two decades. That location.
Three decades.
has that location been blank?
Yes, yeah. As long as I've been here, yeah.
25 years, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and talk about location. I mean, what better location can you have on the corner of Rosecrans and Sepulveda? It's right. Prime location.
Right.
Okay, so Zoe, do you want to tell us about the Soul Cycle event that's going to be happening that weekend?
Absolutely. So for all our openings across the board inside the studio, we have a DJ, we'll have a photo booth, refreshments. Really, it'll be an all-weekend dance party and on the bike and off the bike. but on Friday, the 31st, from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the courtyard, we're going to bring some bikes out. We're going to have a bunch of instructors there, staff there, really a meet and greet in the courtyard so we can chat with the community about all things SoulCycle. We'll have bikes so people can have a hands-on interactive experience if they would like to clip in. So we have shoes that we clip into our bikes. And in order to ride the bikes, you do have to wear the shoes. We provide them at the studio. So we'll have shoes out there so people can try them on, and we can set up the bike for everyone. Our bike set up in three different ways, so it goes to everyone's body type, so everyone can hop on and kind of test them out, and our instructors can show them exactly how to ride the bike, and so they'll be able to get kind of a mini experience out there. There'll be music, and it'll be a fun day, some refreshments.
Zoe, is the bike specific to SoulCycle? Is it?
Yeah, great question.
Yeah.
So we produce all our bikes in-house, and so they're made a bit heavier than a typical cycling bike, and this allows for more movement on the bike. So throughout the 45-minute class, there is choreography because it is a full-body workout. It's not just moving your legs, so you're able to do push-ups on the bike and some crunches. It all comes from the core. So it allows you to really sit on the bike and not have to worry about wobbling around too much. And for all the dance moves that we're doing on the bike, the bike's not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stay put. So it really is helpful to have a heavier bike. There's weights. There's a whole weight series that we do about 3/4 way through the class. So the weights are on the bike, really easily accessible when it's time to pick them up. And so that's part of the design of the bike as well. You're clipping into the bike. There's a water holder, and we also sell water at the studio. Every bike comes with a towel, so no need to bring your own towel. And so we have, it's kind of one-stop shop for everything.
Now, are there plans for SoulCycle in the future, perhaps, to branch out to more outdoor events? Because we've had some fantastic outdoor cycling events, stationary bike events here in Manhattan Beach that really were very, very successful.
Absolutely. We're always open to the conversation. We have, over the past year, done a few what we call pop-up shops. And, it's all about whether it aligns at the right time. And, I am a part of that team that really handles those pop-ups, so I'm always open to the conversation and love talking about different ways that we can bring the experience outside into other locations.
Oh, I imagine there's going to be SoulCycle instructors at the next tour to Pier.
I bet there will be.
I have heard a lot of great things about that ride. So I'm excited to talk.
It was only the second time this year, and boy, oh boy, is that one huge event.
Yeah.
Colette, now tell us about, there's going to be the Tone Up Girls.
Basically all weekend long, there's just a ton of energy going on at the point, whether it's in the stores that are opening in the restaurants or it's outside in the Point Plaza. Also on Friday night after the SoulCycle event in the Point Plaza, we're going to have a free outdoor concert with the Eagles tribute band from 6 to 8.
Yeah.
So that'll be really fun. We want everybody to grab their friends, bring your blankets, come to the point and, enjoy a summer evening and some, awesome live music.
That is a really nice space for music. Is that part of the plan going forward, Colette, to have music, outdoors regularly?
Yeah, with all of our restaurants that we have, having outdoor patio dining, I think music just really adds to the ambiance. So we are going to be having a concert series every Wednesday evening through September. So that will launch on the first Wednesday in August.
Wow.
And then we're going to be having just, natural background ambiance music with, duos and trios on an ongoing basis.
Right.
Oh, Colette, you got to be sure to send me that schedule.
I will. I'll send you the full lineup for the concert.
Yeah, and so again, the Tone Up Girls are going to be. They're going to be there when Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Everyone's going to be invited to join the Tone It Up with Karina and Katrina. They're going to be hosting a motivational workshop and an exclusive book signing in the Point Plaza, and it's free. And it's first come. So if you haven't RSVP'd already, you got to get your name in there because I hear that these Tone It Up workshops have a huge following. So
yeah,
it's going to be a really fun morning.
Joe, are you familiar with the Tone It Up Girls?
No, I haven't experienced that yet.
Oh, they had a, I don't know if they still have it. They had a TV show. I think on Bravo and they're local girls. And they originally started years ago just doing their own workout on the beach and videotaping it.
Mm-hmm.
And it went viral, on YouTube. And next thing you know, they've got their own company and they've got a huge following.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, they have a huge following. They're so fun and so aspirational. I mean, Joe, you could come out and enjoy the class.
I'd love to.
I'm very excited. They're supposed to be amazing, and I've heard they do have a huge following, especially in the South Bay and Orange County. And I'm excited to see what it's all about as well.
Wow. Wow,
I'm volunteering Joe for the SoulCycle class,
right,
and to Tone It Up. I'm volunteering.
Check. I'll put that on my calendar.
You're going to be sore next week. Opening weekend, Joe. We're going to see you in the studio.
All right.
And then on Saturday night, I just wanted to mention that we're doing a movie out in the plaza area, and we're showing the family-friendly movie Home, and it's going to benefit sandpipers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's going to be kind of ending the grand opening celebrations is going to be Saturday night with a picnic under the stars and showing the family-friendly movie Home.
Right.
So Colette, so how many of the stores will be open opening weekend? 50%?
I have a list, so I know a lot. That's kind of the question of the day is who's going to be opening on July 30th. And I've got the stores. We've got 13 shops and restaurants that are going to be opening on July 30th.
Mm-hmm.
They include Athleta, Bella Beach Kids, Lou and Gray, Lucky Brand, Marmy, Michael Stars, No Rest for Bridget, North Italia, Pete's Coffee, Shop House, Soul Cycle, True Food Kitchen, and Bacara Aveda Salon.
All right.
Oh, there's going to be a lot
of
them. And I imagine a lot of them will be having their own little grand opening celebrations, right?
Oh, most definitely. The energy and the excitement
at the Point opening weekend, Thursday, July 30th through Sunday, August 2nd, is going to be a really fun experience for everybody, whether you're enjoying the common area with music and, you know, a movie, or you're actually just shopping and dining in the stores and the restaurants. There's going to be a lot of fun things going on, so you definitely want to take advantage of it.
Oh, we're all going to be there. I think the whole South Bay is going to be there.
Yeah.
We hope so. Absolutely. We hope so. And then the rest of our shops and restaurants, they'll be opening on a rolling basis through the end of the year.
Right.
That's
wow.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
This is so exciting.
So exciting. Oh, we are beyond excited and thrilled to actually have the vision now become the destination and the community gathering spot and really see it. You know, in full activation with people shopping and dining and eating. It's so neat because over, you know, years of planning, you know, you build this project and right now it's quiet and everything's getting all perfect and our landscaping. And once you finally see the community participating in all the events and shopping and dining in the stores and restaurants, gosh,
right.
That's such a
right.
Fantastic feeling.
Right.
Hey Zoe,
to life that weekend.
Hey Zoe, give us some contact information for people that want to be the first ones in line to get signed up for your classes.
Absolutely. So you can call the studio Monday before noon. Monday at noon we start signups, and then you can sign up either online. Every week for Soul Cycle classes, Monday at noon is when signups begin. So for that week, Monday at noon, you can go online and sign up for classes. You can call the studio or show up on the opening weekend, and we definitely take walk-ins, so it can happen either of those ways. And I can grab you guys a number.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second.
I'm going to be first in line.
I would hope so.
Yes, definitely. Now I have to get my wife to come out. But I'm coming, no matter what.
Yeah, tell all your friends, you know, they got to come out, whether they're coming out for a workout class, a concert, a movie. I mean, there's something for everyone.
Yeah. Very, very, very exciting. And Colette, I want to ask, while Zoe's looking for that number, I want to ask, is there a phase two? Is there more of that property that you're looking at developing?
You know, at this time, we're, you know, so focused on, you know, getting this property up and 100% fully running, which will, you know, take place on a rolling basis at the end of the year. There is, you know, opportunities. I can't really branch too much more on that, but,
right.
You know, we love this location. And so we feel that, you know, if the Point is, you know, as successful as we think it's going to be, we hope that there's, you know, opportunities in moving forward.
But there is additional space on the other side of the parking lot, that property extends all the way.
There is.
Yeah, there is a lot more space available if necessary.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Yes. Okay.
And I have another number for everyone, so everyone can sign up for classes.
Yeah.
So it's 310-640-7685.
7685.
Yep.
Okay.
And if you call that number now, it'll be forwarded to one of our other studios, so someone will always answer the phone. You will
awesome.
Not get an answering machine during opening hours.
Awesome. This has been a wonderful introduction to what we believe is going to be one of the great spaces here in the South Bay going forward for everyone to enjoy. We're so thrilled to have you with us. Zoe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys so much. We're so, so excited to be a part of this awesome destination, and I know it's going to be a huge success. So congratulations, Colette, to the Point.
And, of course, I want to add my congratulations, Colette. You really have such a great space here. It's really an amazing property.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both. I mean, really, the property is going to be so amazing because of fantastic tenants like SoulCycle and all the others that we have opening. So, you know, really, it's a fantastic team of tenants that we have, and it's going to be a great place, and we can't wait to see, you know, Joe and Jackie hanging out.
Right. Looking forward to it. That's our show. Jackie?
Mm.
Thanks for joining today.
Oh, always a pleasure, Joe.
It's been a great show, everyone. It's Thursday, July 30th. 2 weeks from today, a great event right here in the South Bay at Rosecrans and Sepulveda. You've been wondering about it. You've been driving by. You know, I don't know, it's like 60,000 cars a day drive by there. So
that's right.
Many, many, many people have been looking at it and thinking, you know, I see the Hollywood sign, and now I see the point. And what's going on? So come on, you can come out 2 weeks from today and check it out. We'll see you there. And we'll see you tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360. Bye-bye now.